You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Well, hello out there, friends. Welcome to the Honestly Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Mark Schaffner. With me, as always, are my amazing co-hosts, Bethany Reyes and Matt Marsupian. Matthew, Bethany.
Hey, Mark.
Marcus.
How are you guys today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Bethany, doing good?
Doing good.
I need a little bit more enthusiasm.
I'm doing so good.
Well, that's a little better. That's a little better.
I've been in bed for like on and off for a week, so I'm really excited to be
here. Yeah, you caught a little something.
Yeah, it was the plague, I'm convinced.
The plague. We had to check if Bethany was vaccinated. She
I was not. I did not get the flu shot.
Not this season.
Wah, wah, wah. Well, yeah.
Well, too bad. You're feeling better though?
Yep, doing well.
You're on the mend?
On the mend. It's a very Irish thing to say. Did you know that?
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
On the mend.
You know, I did ancestry.com.
Yeah.
What they determine?
You're Irish?
No, I'm white.
You're European.
Yeah, pretty much.
What? Yeah. I'm so surprised.
Yeah. It was classic, like, you know, it's like, hey bro, you're white. Your
white
on
white
were
with
from,
a dash of white.
Well, a little bit of white. Exactly. It's like, you know, your ancestors got here back in the 1700s, first boat, and you know, that's it. They were from England and they were from Germany and that's it. And now here we are.
Yeah. Several. That's kind of what you had thought, right?
Yeah, it's kind of what I thought. Yeah. Have you guys ever done that?
No, I pretty much know. My family's done like the tracing back and found the records and stuff. Yeah.
So you did your own?
Dutch, German, English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dutch, German, English. Okay.
Again, pretty white.
White on white on white. But Dutch people get tan, apparently. So I'm a little brown.
So that's, okay, that's where that comes from.
Mine surprised me a little bit. Our family history had always discussed, you know, the different backgrounds that we thought we had. And I shouldn't say I was surprised as it was something else, but I am part Jewish. I did not know that.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
2%, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
2%
You're like
Jewish.
Milk.
Yeah, I am.
he's like the milk equivalent of Jewish.
Not the whole, the 2%.
Can I celebrate Christmas and the Jewish holidays?
I mean, I think they're just such a welcoming culture. I think you could celebrate it even if you weren't 2%.
Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Well, you know what? Matt, Mazel Tov.
Thanks. So
that's what I'm going to say next time you sell a home. Oh my gosh. I sold a home this week. I did not think this home was going to sell. We actually listed it 3 weeks ago, like in the dead of winter. I think we listed it during the polar vortex, and it was,
the video actually has like wind swirling around it.
It was, yeah, the video was like, it was like from Antarctica. It was unbelievable. But you know, and I think this is kind of indicative of the market right now, that I sat down, put my heads together with the seller, and you know, we made a strategic decision, because his question was, do I list now or do I wait until the spring?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's going to be the topic of kind of what we talk about today, kind of based off of this, you know, do I list now or do I wait until the spring? And we put our heads together with the sellers, like we always do. And we determined, hey, there is nothing else on the market right now like this. Let's give it a shot. You know, we could wait until spring. We weighed out the pros and cons. We could wait until spring, wait until April after the weather breaks and people, you know, get out and they start, you know, looking at homes more. There's more people in the market. Or we could list it right now while there's no inventory. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, cash offer, and it's closing tomorrow.
Wow, a cash offer too.
Cash offer. Yeah.
Did you have a lot of showings on it?
A lot, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had quite a few. So, and it was surprising. So, that's kind of the topic that we decided to pick today, because I think it's a question a lot of people who are thinking about selling their homes have. Should I list my home now in February or March, and what we here in Southeast Michigan, you know, kind of consider the dead of winter, or do I wait until spring? Mm-hmm. And just like any other question in life, there are pros and cons to it. Like, there are a lot of questions in like should I try meth?
Very different question.
Very different question. But there are pros and cons to that. There are probably a lot more cons than pros.
I'm having a hard time finding a pro.
Okay, let me find. Let me think. Like, should I start exercising?
Right? Yeah.
A lot of pros and cons. More pros than cons. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Having a hard time finding a con on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I can tell you all the cons. Yeah.
That's good. Right. It's good to hear you balance it out.
Yeah, some of the cons are Matt wouldn't have such a great dad bod.
And it takes up time.
Does. It is time consuming.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
It's hard to get out of bed really early.
It is sometimes.
It's really cold outside right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to talk today for our listeners about some of the pros and cons of listing your home now or waiting until spring. And there are pros and cons to both. So let's talk about some of the pros, right? Of waiting until spring. Okay, we'll talk about some of the pros. And I think just like anybody else, you know, you would think that there's more buyers in the market in the spring.
Well, you you said with your listing, you looked over everything that was on the market or the comparables, and what you found was there wasn't a lot of homes on the market.
That's a huge, exactly. To listing right now, huge pro, right? There's less inventory. And right now, our market's going through a shift, right?
Yeah.
Sure. And for our listeners out there, Bethany, what does that mean? Like what are we feeling in this shift right now?
Well, last year, this time, and actually for the past 2 years, you could say, is that the supply and demand was out of whack.
Right.
Right. There was more buyers in the market than there were available homes.
Exactly. And we had multiple offer situations. Everybody's heard about it, right?
Yeah. In the last quarter of 2018, actually, nationally, each month for the final 3 months of the year, sales actually declined for the first time in quite some time.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and what people go to immediately think about is that we're in the shift. All of a sudden, it's just completely switched from buyers to sellers market, or sellers to buyers market. And really, I think what we've kind of experienced is more of a normalization.
Right.
And, you know, it's not a huge shift. It's not the end of the world, but it's neutral. Yeah. Right. And it's balanced, which is not a bad market to be in.
Right. As an industry standard, we talk about month supply of homes. And for the listener out there that's listening to this, if they're right now, I think there's roughly, I didn't do the numbers before the show tonight, but there's probably about 2.5 months supply. If you take, you know, Oakland County, for example, or you know, the Tri-County area, there's probably, you know, 2.5 to 3 months worth of inventory, which means if no other homes came on the market, it would take 3 months for all of those homes to be absorbed and be sold. Mm-hmm. That's how many buyers there are in the market. A balanced months of inventory is 4 months, and we're still under that. So technically speaking, it's still a buyer's market, right?
Yeah. And I think what you experienced with your listing is that there are buyers out there.
There were
some buyers, at least one, that wanted to buy it, but there was other home buyers looking at it, and they were probably seeing every single home that was on the market because there's not that many.
Right. Exactly. And the buyers that are in the market right now are serious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're either active and serious or inactive and waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And they're the buyers that are in the market right now, like we just said, are serious. And I think there are a lot of people in the market still right now that didn't get a home last year.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of sitting and waiting on the sidelines right now. So there's you're going to, if you list your home now versus waiting until the spring, you're going to have a lot less competition.
Yeah, I think something, I had a discussion this morning with somebody, a client of mine, about the same thing, because she said, oh, the front of my house, it has these beautiful trees and it has a patio that I want to be able to really display and do all of these things with. But for her life right now, listing now would be better. So I think that's something else to consider, is like looking at your personal timeline, what you have going on. Is it really going to be worth it for you to wait 2 months? What does that mean for you personally as far as being able to shift where you're going to move, then look for a house, the other things that are going on? So for her, you know, or for other people, it could make more sense with their timeline of what their life schedule and events is going to happen is to list now.
Yeah. You might have the most beautiful landscaping in the world, but it might also make more sense for you to get your home listed and sold right now because you have to move in the spring because of whatever right. that reason might be, right?
Yeah, I recently sold a house just a couple weeks ago. We're working on getting it closed, and it worked out really well for them because many people who are sellers are then in turn going to be a buyer. And if you're selling your home in the peak market, right? Let's say the spring, you're then flip-flop to the opposite end of that where you're then a buyer in a really competitive market. So you're kind of shooting yourselves in the foot.
That's a really good point also. If you're selling and you have to buy, you're putting yourself also in a better position by listing right now.
Absolutely.
You have less competition.
Yeah.
You know, you just, there's not, like you were saying with that house that you just sold, you're not, maybe there's less buyers, but you have less competition.
Yeah. And like Mark said, I think the buyers that are out there, they're pretty serious, right?
Yeah.
No one would be going out in this weather to look at houses if they didn't really need something. Right?
And when they find it, I'm finding they put an offer in because they've there's the inventory is so low or to specific areas or what they want. It's like, okay, as soon as something pops up, like I saw a house this weekend and I sent it to my investor and I said, this is a great investment property. It's in Ferndale. It was priced right. You know, and he happened to be on vacation. He said, oh, you know, we'll wait. I said, all right. Monday morning, he texts me and he's like, let's put an offer in on that house. I said, it's pending. I guarantee it's pending. So I looked it up. It wasn't marked yet, but I called. They said, yeah, we accepted an offer. So, and wow. You know, and so it is what it is. If it's priced right and the marketing's right, you know, done well, then it's still, there's people waiting for the right thing to pop up.
Plenty of homes sell in the winter too. Contrary right. to popular belief, December is one of the best months for home sales in the state of Michigan. Let's also talk about interest rates.
Yeah,
because you know, as we look at, you know, making a decision, if you're sitting on the sidelines waiting right now, interest rates are at like a 4 or 5 month low right now, and economists, mortgage bankers, people smarter than anybody sitting in this room, right? Well, that's pretty low. Pretty low threshold. But everybody's saying that interest rates are supposed to be going up, right? And when interest rates go up, affordability goes down. So somebody that could afford a $220,000 home today, if interest rates creep up where they're in the low fours right now, if they creep up to 5%, that $220,000 buyer is now a $200,000 buyer.
And you're paying money to the man, not to your house. Correct. That's the part that really gets me, you know, when you look at it is like, do you want to be able to purchase more home or do you want to give more money to your loan?
Correct.
So that's the part, like, I think, you know, I've only bought my personally one house. And that's the part that if you're just walking into a big purchase and maybe even if you've bought one house before, that it's important to understand is that difference. You know, these formulas that they put up are a little bit difficult to understand for the rest of us, but having people run numbers, you know, if you're not sure, have your lender run it how it is now and then say, hey, if it goes up this many points, what would that mean for me?
Exactly.
And then all you're doing is providing, you know, education, information for yourself so you can make the best decision.
Yeah, a couple things that I thought about when I put this deal together a couple weeks is that the buyers are actually being relocated here from out of town.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that because that's a really important point.
Yeah, so I think a lot of companies, specifically those tied to automotive, were mm-hmm. pushing the brakes a little bit as far as recruiting and hiring and moving people and transferring because there was some uncertainty at the end of 2018, would you say?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Things yeah. were politically, a lot of people were kind of on edge a bit. But when we hit January 1 and things smoothed out and there was really good economic numbers out there, I think companies decided to make some moves.
Right.
And that being said, we live like in Metro Detroit, right? We're huge automotive, you know, people kind of coming in and out all the time. Those people are being relocated here and they need a home.
Yeah. Job transfers happen in the winter. They happen in the December and January and February months. So if you are thinking about listing your home, doing it now, do it now.
Yeah. In the last 6 months, I've had a French engineer, a Italian engineer, and a, where was she? China, from China, marketing. All three buy houses. So,
yeah.
I mean, it just.
There are transferees coming into town.
Yep.
And they have to buy a home. So if you're one of the best homes on the market and there's less inventory, that bodes really well for a seller.
The other thing I think that we kind of forget right now that would be great about buying is that inspectors, appraisers, everyone, their ability to turn over and service you is a lot quicker. In the spring and the summer, we're seeing wait times for inspections, wait times for appraisals, wait times for underwriting. Right now, there's a little bit more leeway. They're able to get in a couple of days. They're able to get those appraisals back a little bit quicker. So if you're somebody who wants to get through this process as quick as possible, that's something else to think about.
That, Bethany, that's a really good point that most people aren't going to recognize is that there's, you know, everybody, it really takes a village to get a home sold and get it to the closing table. They're less busy right now.
Yeah.
So, just like you said, appraisals, inspections, it's going to turn a whole lot quicker. Your loan will probably close quicker. That 30 days, 21 days, they can make it happen a lot more now versus in July when they're, you know, juggling hundreds of files.
Yeah. The last thing that comes to mind for me, you know, Mark, you said December is typically a really good sales month, right? And that typically means closings, right? So we have this like cyclical nature of buying and selling.
Right.
And towards the fall, we have a really strong market where we go under contract and then they close in December, for instance. Mm-hmm. So right now, going back to what you said, Bethany, about appraisers and whatnot, they're using the comps from the fourth quarter of last year.
Right.
So you're going to run into less issues with low appraisals and really be able to get those values with closings or homes going under contract right now because they're using them.
Yeah. Here's another hot take, and I bet this is something neither of you knew also, but March is the month that every hospital matches with their residents.
I knew that. I worked in a hospital.
Oh, you did. Of course, you've worked everywhere.
Everywhere.
I bet you didn't know about this. And you're like, nah, I worked in a burrito factory when I was 12.
But then you say some really weird, what was some of those sayings you said before? Oh, and I'm like, what?
What did I say? I said soup to nuts, and yeah, you thought like
I don't believe that's real.
You looked at me like I was speaking Mandarin or something.
It's so what's that month called? Do they have a name for that pairing? Match.
Yeah. So they all match. In every single hospital has placements. Every single one. Every single March they match. So the residents start shopping. They don't move until June, but they start shopping right now. They'll have their top two or three that they could potentially be matching with. So if somebody's at Henry Ford or, you know, they're at DMC, that they're at one of these hospitals that they could potentially match with, you bet they're shopping for homes right now. And if your home is great and it stands out, the possibility of you getting a resident who has, and by the way, for sellers out there that don't know, there are special loan programs specifically for doctors that make it, I guess, for lack of a better word, a little easier for them to purchase and close on homes. So
despite their debt.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So doctors in March are shopping for homes. So that's another thing. So some pretty good pros to listing right now. What are some of the reasons you might want to wait until the spring?
There's more buyers.
There's
two sides to that coin, right?
The flip side to that coin, right?
Yeah, I always tell, you know, sellers, if they wait until the more buyers are out, what are they also going to be? More sellers.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, maybe for you, maybe it's easier in the spring for some people. Maybe with the life events or things they have going on, it could be easier.
Right.
Snow, weather.
Yeah. So it's a pain in the ass to move in the winter. It is. And so that's why, you know, that's a pretty obvious reason. A lot of people want to wait until school's out.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So moving a child from, you know, from one school district to another school district, boy, that's tough.
Yeah. And the thing that I think want to touch on that topic is realizing
I had to do that when I was 12, actually. I'm still working through that with my therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's a trauma. If you buy a house in July or you find the house that you want in July, the problem too then is if you're moving your kid's school district, like there's a whole timeline, right? It takes a lot longer to find a house and purchase a house and you know, put an offer in and close, and then maybe, you know, the owners need time to move out. And so really being able to settle your kids into their house before school starts, that really pushes you back 2 months.
Yeah.
At least, like, yeah, from the time you find it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it might take you a month to find it, well, depending.
That's a good point. So on the flip side, I mean, you could get your house prepared now, list for sale, and maybe, you know, if you're working with a strong agent, negotiate occupancy so you wouldn't have to move out.
Right. Yeah. And then you wouldn't have that peace of mind of knowing that in the fall they're going to, you'll know where they'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? You know, one of the things that's pretty obvious, but if you have a very seasonally specific home, like, for example, you know, pretty much anybody with a pool.
Yeah, I'm hoping that those pool houses pop up because I want one.
I know. You are actively in the
I want to be the pool person. So
it's hard to envision what that backyard looks like when there's a foot of snow on the ground,
I
right?
I know. Some people do a decent job of finding, you know, if you have like a good spring, summer picture of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, other times it's not. It's like, okay, you know, it's a black tarp with leaves on top. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what the sunlight looks like back there. I don't want a pool in the shade. You know, like, there's people have specific things. They still want a yard. So it is difficult to tell. A pool.
Pool. Yeah, season, if you live on a lake. Exactly.
Yeah, a lake.
Yeah, lake homes. Obviously, we know that the lake homes kind of all start popping up in, you know, around May and June. Mm-hmm. You know, when the weather breaks, there's boats on the water. You know, you get the sunsets and things like that. So,
unless it's an area like, you know, if I know I love this lake, right? Then
right.
Something pops up. But exactly. Yeah, it's difficult. It's a little bit more difficult to market.
I saw a little bit of a debate online in one of the real estate groups about this, about showing homes in the wintertime. And some of the top photography companies chimed in and they tried to argue the fact that their photography could make a home in the winter look just as special as it might be in the summer. Obviously, yeah, there's no greens, but with a high quality, you know, photographer, using some drone and stuff, it might look like a snow globe, like Mark's
right.
listing, but
I mean,
it'll
even,
show well.
Yeah, yeah, like we had a house up for sale and, you know, I really tried to make it feel warm and cozy. We had the fireplace going. You know, you can create ambiance and hominess with other things other than a blooming tree in the front.
Well, see, so that's actually a very good point, to seasonally specifically decorate your home.
That doesn't mean 95 Santa Clauses, by the
right.
way.
Right. Don't
like
go
over, ho, ho, ho. Too much.
Don't go overboard with 700 snowmen throughout the house. That could.
I've seen a house like that. Did you? I don't know. Everybody was passing around the pictures.
Wait a second. You went to my mom's house? Wow. She literally has.
Is it Kris Kringle
oh
or is
my
it
gosh.
Santa Claus?
She's got a thing for snowmen.
Yeah. Yeah, she
know.
Does.
She thinks that they're cute.
Does your dad have a white beard?
No, he doesn't.
He just looks like you, but a little older.
He looks like an older version of me.
The picture that I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. So seasonably specific homes, you
right.
know, that's obvious. Or if you back up to like beautiful woods,
yeah.
you know, that's obviously a reason to potentially think about waiting. So I think ultimately it kind of comes down to whatever works best, you know, for you. Know the pros and cons. So some of the pros that we talked about to listing right now, less inventory, right? Serious buyers in the market. Great interest rates right now. Transferees potentially coming in. Some of the reasons you might want to wait, you know, seasonally specific. Hey, you know, we all know that there's more buyers in the market in the spring.
I think
what was the last one? Oh yeah, people like to move in the summer. It's a little bit
yeah.
easier.
Yeah. yeah, I think regardless if you're thinking or not of selling, you just should talk with an agent and kind of put together a plan.
Yeah,
you know, and that plan might be to do certain things and maybe not rush to market because there's certain things about the home besides the weather that are important to address. Right,
yeah.
as
right.
you get it ready, do some improvements and stage it. Maybe the house shows really well, and like you said, Mark, with your listing. Maybe the market is telling you this is the great time to sell because there's nothing else like it.
Right. Well, one of the things we talk about is we partner with our sellers. We partner with our buyers. It's not just us doing all the work, but it's a partnership. And you know, two heads are better than one. So if you're interviewing an agent, you know, sit down with them and put together a plan. Hopefully you can get a feel if this is, you know, somebody that's, you know, that you want to work with and has good ideas and knows these things about marketing, the pros and cons. But interview a great agent, work together with them to come up with a plan that works best for you and best for your home and is going to expose the home the best in the market.
Yeah. At the end of the day, buying and selling, it can be a real challenge. It's never the ideal time. So like you said, Bethany, if it works for you, if it fits with your life, I mean, there's never going to be the perfect time. So get with a professional, get a plan and put it in action because houses are still selling.
Yeah, they sure are. Yep. Great. Well, I think that was a great topic today, guys.
Congrats on the sale.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It's supposed to close tomorrow. So, and congrats on yours too. You had a kind of a...
I had one too last week.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a buy. It wasn't...
Well, congrats to all of us. Congrats to all of us. But thanks so much for listening. It's the Honestly Real Estate Podcast. We're going to try to get out there and do a little bit more interaction with our audience, asking questions of you, allowing you to ask questions of us. What are some topics that you want to hear us talk about regarding real estate, investing, staging, buying a home, selling a home, your first-time buyers, whatever those might be. So take a look. Follow us on Instagram. It's at Honestly Real Estate. The podcast is on SoundCloud. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Post a question. We'd love to read it to you on the air. We'll see you right back here at Podcast Detroit for the Honestly Real Estate Podcast in 2 weeks.